She was the most beautiful girl in the world. As her mom, of course, in my views, you know, every parent, they have this feeling about their child. But everybody knew how my daughter was. She was like an angel. She was lovely. She was ambitious. She was so happy person, likable by everybody, and also ambitious by, you know, doing. She was so ambitious that she wanted to do more and more for her community as a Kurdish and also for English people.
She went to Germany, Khalil, and tell us, because this is where the incident happened, tell us about the trip to Germany, please.
She was in Germany through the student exchange, and she was sometimes angry because I repeat the question every time, my daughter, be careful about the drug, we are anti-drug, we don't, nobody of us smoking. And they say, Dad, I know, not even, the, you know, the question you ask me so much. And Monday she was in university in Cologne, and Tuesday happened.
And what did happen?
Oh, it was an evening at about half seven. I was trying to, I was in the car, and my next door or across the road, our across the road neighbor, and it was Jane's friends as well. She asked me if she could pop into the car for a minute. I said, yeah, of course you can. And she said, have you heard what happened to Jane? I said, oh, no. She says, Jane is in hospital. Oh, I didn't know anything, you know. I said, how, why, where? You know, she wasn't sure either. She said, I got it through Facebook from her friend in Germany. I didn't know what to do, trying to find number for hospitals, where she was in, trying to find the hospital. And she said the police is involved as well. This girl said the police is involved. Finally, we got through one hospital, and the doctor, I told her all the details, and she said, well, yes, she said she's here. She said, do you have anybody around you? I said, I have all the family. What happened? She said, she's got a brain injury. She said, can you come as soon as you can? Take the first flight. When we arrived, she couldn't hear. She couldn't. But because we arrived on Thursday, and on a Friday, they did the test, and they said they have to do protocol. About first protocol, death protocol, on Friday. And that was confirmed that she was dead, brain dead. That was on Friday. And then on Monday after, they had to do another second protocol. And that was it.
And the reason that you're speaking to me now, and you're willing and bravely sharing your story, is because you're both very much of the opinion, and a lot of people around you are as well, that Jane's drink was spiked on a night out with her friends. She hadn't taken the drugs willingly.
Yeah, I think somebody gave my daughter, because the doctor in the first hospital say overdose. Like, we know my daughter. We know that Jane, she never take a drug. I cannot 100% say at somebody spike, but that theories is so at somebody direct or indirect kill my daughter.
We know our daughter, she was anti-drugs, and she never touched drugs before, never.
What do you need from the German authorities, from the people over in Cologne, that will as near satisfy you so you know what happened to your daughter?
All we need is just justice for Jane.
And you're going to be hosting on Sunday an event at Huddersfield Town Hall. It's to raise awareness of drink spiking, but also, and I see the word celebration, I know that both of you want this to be a celebration of Jane's life.
Yeah, it's very important. And the second, we don't like to happen with another people. We like to give the another people
awareness.
Aware the people be careful about drug, about spiking, about anything, at not happen exactly what happened with us to another family, because our life be changed.
Upside
never
down.
Wish to happen to another children.